and from that moment Jehovah was recognized by all the Jews as the highest master of their fate, the only true God, who had taught them how to live holy lives when he bade them follow the wise lessons of his Ten Commandments. They followed Moses when he bade them continue their journey through the desert. They obeyed him when he told them what to eat and drink, and what to avoid, that they might keep well in the hot climate. And finally, after many years of wandering, they came to a land which seemed pleasant and prosperous. It was called Palestine, which means the country of the Philistu, the Philistines, a small tribe of Cretans who had settled along the coast after they had been driven away from their own island. Unfortunately, the mainland, Palestine, was already inhabited by another Semitic race called the Canaanites. But the Jews forced their way into the valleys and built themselves cities and constructed a mighty temple in a town which they named Jerusalem, the home of peace. As for Moses, he was no longer the leader of his people. He had been allowed to see the mountain ridges of Palestine from afar. Then he had closed his tired eyes for all time. He had worked faithfully and hard to please Jehovah. Not only had he guided his brethren out of foreign slavery into the free and independent life of a new home, but he had also made the Jews the first of all nations to worship a single God.